I'm Chris Farrell from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts over at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
How's it going, everybody, and welcome to the Gunna Geek Network's audibly
exquisite podcast. I'm Mike Norn with
Peter Melnick.
And Peter Melnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What Audibly Exquisite, episode number 83, is all about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're going to cover it.
And let's see, you can find us on a wide variety of social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook.com/AudiblyExquisite. You can find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast, Mike, the AE Podcast. Believe me, if we could, we would have been at Audibly Exquisite. You can find myself at Peter Melnick, yourself.
Mike_Norn.
You can find us on Instagram at
Audibly Exquisite.
You can find us on the worldwide interwebs at
www.audiblyexquisite.com.
And finally, you can also find us, but in regards to the social media plugs, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. And through a tiered variety program, you'll be able to help support the show for as little as $2 a month to as high as $50 a month. Claim one of those spots. And let's see, you'll be able to do different things like get a Audibly Exquisite newsletter, a custom episode of your choosing, and also the ability to guest host one of five spots on this here fine program. So,
how was your Simply Baked pita chips, Pete?
They were fantastic. They were simply baked, and they were simply naked according to the bag.
And my horrible food I ate was deep-fried chicken tender is covered in buffalo sauce.
But this isn't a food podcast, Mike. You know
it's a podcast not about food.
Yeah, oh, God. But anyway, yeah, a lot of stuff's happened the past two-ish weeks, since our last episode.
Week in a couple days.
Yeah, just about. But since the last episode with Mitch Halleck of Terrificon and GamerCon and the IndieCast and the Power Cosmic podcast and a ton of other different things.
So he's like the Ming Chen of podcasts almost.
And conventions, yes.
Wow.
So, once again, big thanks to Mitch for being on this here fine show last week. And since that episode, Mike, the Super Bowl happened. This isn't a sports podcast. Who gives a shit about that?
Not me.
But one of the things that people love...
We don't care if you like football, though.
Yeah, no one...
You like football. Whatever. I like hockey. I just don't like football.
But anyway, one of the things about the Super Bowl was the variety of commercials, which, from a marketing standpoint, were pretty shit. But the movie trailers, on the other hand, were fantastic this year.
They were.
All three of them.
Logan had one, right?
They had a trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Man's Chest, I believe?
Yes.
Yes. They did a mini version of the Logan trailer. Essentially, it was just what we've already seen through the past two trailers and just like cut down to about less than a minute. I think 30 seconds, to be honest.
27.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then finally, also, you know, they did a teaser for Stranger Things Season 2 on Netflix.
Also, a quick teaser for Walking Dead.
I didn't see that one.
The show Negan hit a football with a baseball bat and said, football season's over. Walking Dead would be back.
I dig that. That's smart advertising, mm-hmm. You know, with doing that. Myself, out of all those previews, I gotta say the one I loved the most was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You know, we got more footage, but the thing is this, just like Star Wars, I have no idea what the fuck this movie's about.
No.
I'm happy about that. I'm very happy.
About a Last Jedi. But Jedi is plural.
Right. But the thing is, with this movie, what do you think is, you know, with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. The first one was an original thing, right?
Yeah.
Of its own story. So I think they're just going to do the same thing. Maybe try and incorporate something from the stories they've done.
I'm thinking that's going to happen. I mean, honestly, you know,
I'm happy Yondu is in the crew now.
Michael Rooker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cool. I like his character.
I've been a big fan of, you know, Rooker for a while, and just like, you know, with his work on The Walking Dead, Mallrats with Kevin Smith, et cetera, et cetera.
He's in a lot of stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff that you wouldn't realize he's
It's funny watching older movies, pre-Walking Dead and pre-Guardians, and seeing him in, like, so many things.
Oh, yeah. I think that's, you know, it's cool to see the, you know, the actors that make it big now in their early stuff. It's pretty rad to see, you know? And the thing about this movie that I'm excited for is the level of humor. Like, we already, you know, knocked it out of the park with the past, this trailer, the teaser, and the most recent trailer in theaters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just really cool stuff. I'm excited. I'm beyond excited to watch this. I think Marvel knows what they're doing, and that's evident with the most recent test screenings they did. It got a perfect 100 from the audience. That's rare in film.
I know.
Like, very rare.
Does it make you more excited to see it?
It makes me a lot more excited, because this is the thing. I'm a big Guardians of the Galaxy fan. I'm still more excited for Logan. Although, can I be honest with you? I'm disappointed the Logan trailer at this for the Super Bowl was nothing. You know what I mean? It was very much like a fluff piece kind of thing.
They dropped the last trailer and like, all right, here's a little, just to, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, how am I trying to explain this? Like, you know, obviously lots of people watch the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
And a lot of non-moviegoers, non-big comic book people might not be aware there's a Logan being made. So that's why they put that little quick thing in there.
The final Wolverine, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's still weird to say, isn't it?
We were just talking about the X-Men movies and how one of them was god-awful.
I actually saw
I've been rewatching them. You're right. They're not that bad.
They're okay. I mean, honestly,
3 wasn't the greatest. 2's okay. 1's classic for me because it's the first X-Men.
Yeah. Honestly, Singer does phenomenal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Days of Future's Past is probably my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, with all of this happening, you know, I recently saw over on the comic book section of Reddit. Sorry about that. On the comic book section of Reddit, it was, you know, an animated GIF of the evolution of the character, you know, all the way from X-Men to Logan.
He looks more badass now than he did before.
Young Hugh Jackman looks just like the wrestler CM Punk. It's that crazy Weird. Looking. Like, watch, you know.
Or looks like a young Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With goofy hair, you know, and sideburns. But I mean,
well, he did have both.
He did.
He had hat hair a lot.
I mean, like, you know, I think it's cool seeing, you know, this person play a role for this long. He played it for 17 years. You don't see that many people play a character for that long. Although, one of the trailers that, you know, debuted was the Pirates of the Caribbean 5. And Johnny Depp has played that character since 2003. He's getting close. You know what I mean?
Damn.
He's been playing that role for, if we're saying that then, 17 years. He's been playing the role for a little bit less, you know, 3 years less.
That's incredible.
It is. It's, you know.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm excited for Pirates 5, not so much as these others, but it's still, you know, it's going to be a fun film. I dug, you know, the usage of Johnny Cash's Ain't No Grave, because that was a song that fit perfectly. You don't really see, you know, you'll see movie trailers use songs and it doesn't make fucking sense.
Mm.
But then you see, you know, trailers like Pirates of the Caribbean 5 or Caribbean, whatever. We're going to go with whatever pronunciation.
Pirates 5.
Pirates 5. There we go, Mike. And, you know, you have Pirates 5 with Ain't No Grave. You have Fox on the Run for Guardians of the Galaxy by Sweet. And then you also have, what's it called? The Chain by Fleetwood Mac for Guardians of the Galaxy from the Super Bowl.
Dead Man Tell No Lies. That's what it's called.
Dead Man. Pirates. Okay, there we go. Not Dead Man's Chest. Although,
Tomato Beat.
I think Dead Man's Chest was number 4, wasn't it?
It's called Pirates 5, Guys on a Ship.
Pretty much. I mean,
that look like they stink really bad, probably.
They probably do.
God, can you imagine what it smells like on that thing?
Probably terrible.
Like, damn. It's probably like the con funk times 100.
And it goes up to 11.
I mean, a bunch of guys were really trying to find girls and trying to find that one treasure.
That's
just stinking.
That's fucked up.
Kamikaze.
That's fucked up.
I'm kidding.
That's fucked up.
I'm not saying you guys all stink, but I'll have you know that Peter Melnick and I both keep our armpits fresh due to Arm & Hammer natural scent.
Oh, no, I use Old Spice, but we'll pretend we do.
Oh, how about you tweet Arm & Hammer or Old Spice and get them as a sponsor for us, people?
My thing is, you know, going with
Are we talking about deodorants, or are we going back to what we're talking about?
I think we're going to go back to the topic.
Okay, let's go back there.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, they just have it go up to 11, Mike. And, you know, speaking of 11, you know, like I said, the Stranger Things trailer. I dug the hell out of that trailer. I like the usage of the 1980s Kellogg's Eggo commercial.
You know, ironically, I was eating Eggo waffles when I watched that trailer.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was having breakfast. And, you know, I waited till the next morning to watch all the trailers. And I was sitting there eating waffles, and I was like, oh, cool, Stranger Things. Oh, yeah, they eat waffles in that. I forgot they made waffles cool again.
It's, for some, like, it's, you know, 1980s purists. It's like a big, you know, taboo that, you know, about the show. But I loved Stranger Things.
I did eat 5 waffles.
What do you, you know, I actually saw a conversation somebody had about the costume in, that they have, the Ghostbusters outfits, because they're wearing Ghostbusters outfits, and it apparently takes place in 1984, the year of Ghostbusters 1.
That's cool. Made me happy to see that.
The thing about it, you know, somebody made a comment, they're like, when I was a kid, we didn't have Ghostbusters costumes like that. You know what I mean? Like, why are they doing that? That's not accurate.
Well, there's a fucking Netherland that they go to.
Exactly.
Did you ever stop to think of that?
My thing is this.
There's a small little girl that has mind-bending powers.
My thing is this. I always go with the Mystery Science Theater. They call it the mantra. Just repeat to yourself, it's just a show. I should really just relax. It's the truth.
Also, they're big nerd kids who ever stop to think. They'd be like, oh, that's cool. Let's make it.
I mean, honestly, you know, I'm very, very, very much excited for this. I think...
It's not coming out till Halloween now.
Yeah, I know.
The original came out... I think in the summer, August, correct, something like that.
July or August, July. Yeah.
No, what's before July? June.
June.
Came out in June.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, like they...
Well, Game of Thrones is doing the same thing. They're usually, I think, a summer show, but they're not coming out. Actually, Peter Dinklage just tweeted that 135 days until Game of Thrones.
It's smart because of the fact that way it makes the audience want to watch
it. Yeah, they're a summer
it.
Show. Or they're usually a winter show, now they're going to be summer.
That's smart. That's yeah. Absolutely smart. Because
this is their last season.
In all honesty, what is there really on HBO, you know?
Like stuff after 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's
after. Actually, this is our after hours podcast. We usually don't record this late. This is our like late night special.
This is probably going to be a regular thing, though, to be honest. I'm going to be your regular
but
Friday
you
night.
People don't know that.
Exactly.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, Mike and Pete got a new podcast up finally. I can listen to this at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just like the idea that they're going in this direction with Stranger Things and stuff like that. I think, the idea of having it released at that time frame is perfect. It's absolutely
Halloween.
Yeah, because when you think of, you know, Stranger Things, you think of that, you know, kind of stuff. You think of scary Halloween, spooky shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I was getting ready to start binging the episodes, too. I think it's coming out in the summertime. Now I have to wait till, like, September.
Well, in the meantime for you with binging, you know, you can go with all the Marvel shows. And speaking of all the Marvel shows...
You're segueing like a motherfucker.
Hey, I try, boss, I try. My thing is... I feel, you know, you should be binge watching the Marvel shows, because what just got dropped this week, Mike? Do you have diarrhea?
No, I just cracked my neck and it hurt my whole back.
There we go. Well, that diarrhea can do that too. Diarrhea can happen at any time.
Those fucking buffalo bites are killing me.
But
anyway,
one of the things is they dropped the trailer for Iron Fist, and as someone who was at New York Comic Con this past year in October, I got to see this trailer early. Kind of. Like, I saw a lot of the footage. I will tell you, the reaction that it got in person, you would not believe. It was fantastic.
The Iron Fist you're talking about.
Yes.
I think we're going to talk about Legion.
No. What's it called? They actually, if you haven't seen Legion, if you have an iTunes account, you can go on your account and actually download the episode for free.
But it's one of those shows where they don't, yes, we exist in this universe, but we don't acknowledge it kind of thing.
I watched about, like, I think the first 10, 15 minutes of it, and I gotta say, it's very trippy. It works.
Well, I also read an article today that they're starting to, they're getting ready to cast the X-Men series.
Yeah, I know they're gonna have a character in this series, a Native American mutant called Sam.
And this is live action, new X-Men series is gonna be?
Yes.
Who's doing it? Singer?
He's going to be directing the first episode, I know that.
Cool.
And, you know, speaking of X-Men, they're actually it's rumored heavily that this year or next year, they're going to be releasing a new X-Men animated series.
Cool.
They haven't had an X-Men animated series since, I want to say, 2008 or 2009 with Wolverine and the X-Men on, you know, Nickelodeon.
I didn't watch that.
It's a good show. You can actually go to your local Target and get the entire series for $12.
Not bad.
So, you know, it was a good show for its time, you know, what it attempted, but... they had to cancel it because of, you know, Marvel.
Mm. It's no X-Men Evolution.
This is true. Really?
I wasn't a fan of it.
Eh, I mean, I never really watched it as a kid, but I understood. I mean, in all honesty, I liked the X-Men cartoon from the 90s.
I've been watching it.
I'm rewatching it myself, but it doesn't really hold up that well, to be completely honest. It's kind of sacrilege as a quote-unquote kid of the 90s to say that, but...
I like Beast in it. He's cool.
Honestly, myself, I was a big fan of Wolverine. I mean, it's a cliche thing to say, but he was a great character. Same with, you know, Gambit and Jubilee.
I like Cyclops.
I think at the end of the day, you know, it was a good show, but the thing is this. The biggest problem was a combination of the voice acting and the animation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you watch, you know...
A lot of times it didn't sync up.
Not just that, but, like, just the deliveries were really shitty. Like, I recently rewatched the episode where Angel becomes Archangel.
Mm-hmm.
And his delivery is so fucking wooden and awful.
It's as bad as Harvey.
It's bad.
No!
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. And I mean, fuck, man. I wish you and I could do an X-Men podcast, but that's already done.
Yeah. Well, people already do a Batman animated episode podcast.
They sure do. Or did. So, yeah. Anyway, so... I just find it funny that, you know, it is a good show in terms of the writing, but, you know, in terms of the dialogue and the animation, is very...
Some of it is. Some of it's good, and some of it's like you said, wonky.
Honestly, it's a common thing to say about it, but the best thing about the X-Men cartoon, the opening. And I mean, have you ever seen the Japanese opening for the X-Men cartoon? Oh my God, is it friggin' cool. Like, it's just like, you see Jubilee, Gambit, all them, and just doing their thing, and it's... better than the actual cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I really hate when shit like that happens, because come on, you can't live up to that, no matter how cool it is.
Japan's are like, yo, we see you got something good going on, I'm going to take it and make it better.
Pretty much, yeah.
I didn't do a typical Japanese accent. I did a Brooklyn accent, because I didn't want to seem, you know...
That's good.
Insensitive.
We're progressive. So anyway, yeah, I think the idea of, you know, an X-Men cartoon happening, let's get one. And I mean, what's his name? I believe Bruce Timm is still involved with Marvel. Get Bruce Timm involved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Owen Wilson's here.
Wow. I'm going to get some produce. Wow. So.
You're listening to Audibly Exquisite Podcast. Wow.
Wow. So anyway. Yeah. And also, you know, drifting away from. Actually, no, not really. Vincent D'Onofrio, friend of the show Vincent D'Onofrio, who personally responded back to one of my tweets on the Twitter. I guess I got to go into the inside joke of this. Basically, I ended up sending him a tweet if he ever watched the show Wings, and he responded back with, I never did. So, because pretty much, if you go on if you go on his Twitter lately, it's people sending him tweets asking him, like, do you remember this? Do you remember that? It's essentially, hi, I'm Vincent D'Onofrio. I was in a coma for 40 years. Ask me anything.
I'm going to ask him if he remembers the crash test dummies.
You should do that. When he's, like, active, you should ask him, do you remember the crash test dummies? No, I do not. I was not a fan of that advertising campaign. But anyway, speaking of Vincent D'Onofrio, he just confirmed today, or this week, that the Kingpin will not be in the upcoming Netflix Punisher series. Personally, I'm fine with that, because when you think of the Punisher's rogue gallery of villains, who do you think of?
Daredevils, you said?
Punisher.
Punisher humans. Bullseye? Is he one of them?
No. That's Daredevils.
Well, I remember they crossed paths before. I don't know. Who's really good?
Jigsaw.
Oh,
he's
Jigsaw,
like the main guy.
So you think they're definitely bringing him into it then?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also thinking, you know, the Magia in there, and I'm forgetting the woman's name. I'm trying to remember her name
Magia.
Now. The Magia, yeah, or Joe DiMaggio, but, you know...
hey, let's take one letter after it. Nobody will notice.
Well, Stan did that. That was the reason Stan did that. But, yeah, the person that's, you know... The other one is the mother who's in charge of the one crime family, who I don't know offhand.
There's called Ma. Ma Vannucci or something like that.
There we go. I think Danucci or Vannucci or something. Something new.
Vannucci?
Whatever. But yeah, you know, they could utilize her like a whole, you know, season storyline. And that's why throwing the Punisher or throwing Kingpin in there, it doesn't make sense. They're not associated with each other.
Yeah.
Maybe they've crossed paths, sure. but I don't associate them. I don't think that. But where would you want to see D'Onofrio's Kingpin return? Because I'm actually rewatching the series right now, and man, is it fucking good. Like, I tweeted it the other day with Daredevil. That first episode, it's not my favorite out of all the Netflix series, but, because Jessica Jones is, but, and that's a big but, Daredevil episode one of the entire series is how you
Jessica
do.
Jessica Jones doesn't have a big butt.
Anyway, Daredevil episode one, season one, is how you do a superhero television show.
Mm.
How you adapt the tone, how you, it's essentially world building within its own world. You don't have that in a lot of other, you know, films and, you know, properties. And just the level of the world building was fantastic. I loved it.
Mm.
And right down to the ending, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Just phenomenal stuff. Now, Mike, what did you think of, you know, like, what do you think, where do you think D'Onofrio's Kingpin could be utilized in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Netflix universe?
Spider-Man, definitely.
I want to see that, because, yeah, he, we all associate Kingpin with Daredevil, but he originated in Batman, or, wow, he originated in Batman, Mike, he originated in a different fucking company. No, he originated in Spidey. So, I think it would work. And it makes sense because then, you know, the storyline of this plucky young kid in high school going against a mafia kingpin, mafia-esque kingpin, you know? How cool would that be?
It would be sweet.
But they're not going to do it probably for a while, which is a shame because I think, like, they're really trying to differentiate the two things in a way, but still have it linked together, kind of, sort of. Like, when Avengers Infinity War comes out, do you think we're going to see the Netflix characters in there?
I hope so.
I'm leaning right towards right now, no.
Really?
Yeah, and it pains me to say that because I want them involved. I badly want them involved.
You guys aren't cool enough.
It's essentially, yeah, that. It's like they're not, they can't go to the cool kid table.
You think Coulson's going to be in it? This Rahahas?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Wow. No, wow. But yeah, I don't.
You just got to make that a soundbite and hit play.
I would probably do that in a heartbeat. But now, going away from Marvel and heading over to DC, Joe Manganiello might be leaving the Batman for a different project. Kind of bums me out hearing that now because they did all the screen tests. He looks the part. He works as that character. And it's probably not going to happen now.
Wow, wow, wow.
Honestly, man, like, it's bumming me out.
I was worried about this movie.
I'm worried about the movie, although they're saying, like, there was a, originally in these notes, I had listed that they were not that confident with the script. And now apparently they're confident enough, they're fine, whatever. So they like the script. But there's an original draft, though, where the Joker and a assorted bad guys were the villains. I'll be completely honest. I love the Joker. The Joker's one of my all-time favorite villains.
But please.
I don't want to see Leto. I don't want to see the character, that version.
You know, they never acknowledged. They could easily just be like, hey, that was just an impersonator.
In all honesty, that might be what they're doing with, you know, Rebirth. Because remember, in DC Rebirth, they have three different versions of the Joker, apparently. They're running around.
That whole... I'm not going to be that guy, but that whole cinematic universe is just in shambles.
I'm wondering if they introduce that as, like, you know, a holy hand grenade where they can save the movies. Like, oh, it's in the comics. We can have a different version of the Joker.
My theory is they're going to use a Flash thing and be like, oops, I messed up the timeline.
God damn it, Barry. But yeah, you know.
Oops, look what we did accidentally on purpose. We fixed everything.
Accidentally on purpose, indeed. But yeah, I mean,
They singered it. Remember when Singer fixed all his mistakes with the flip of a switch almost? I mean, little various complaints and everything here and there. He'd be like, all right, we'll do a back in time movie and boom, done.
We'll go back.
Boom.
To the future, Marty. Bah.
Yo, we fixed the movie.
But my thing is this. I'm excited for this movie. I think at the end of the day, they can pull this off. But what disappoints me about this is Ben Affleck is no longer directing it. And Ben Affleck has an amazing pedigree with making films.
I keep hearing
rumors
that he's going to drop out of it.
I've heard that, and I...
If he drops out and Joe Manganiello drops out, and I don't know what they're going to do.
It's a problem. It's a really big problem with these films. Like, they want to be successful. and you can't blame them. But in a lot of ways, they should really trailblaze and do their own thing. That's why, like...
Kevin Smith said they should do Batman movies like they do Bond movies.
You know what I'd like to see them do? I'd like to see them make a completely original movie with these characters. Not a comic story. Drift away from what Marvel does, because think about it, you know? Doctor Strange is the standard Doctor Strange origin story.
Still not a big fan of it.
What, Doctor Strange?
I watched it again, and I was like, it was boring to me.
Eh, yeah, I mean, I don't know. But the thing is, like, I think the idea of just, like, differentiating it, making something different, making something new, a new story. Because think about it. They were doing that with the movies in fucking first place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Batman v Superman was what? It was Dark Knight Returns. It was Death of Superman.
The 83rd episode before you mention this movie.
It's true, though. You know what I mean? It's true. Like, they utilized so many different elements, and it was a pastiche of that. Mm. I didn't... Like, I want them to make... Okay, have them fight, but utilize different elements. Don't use that stupid fucking costume that looked like shit in the movie for Batman, you know, to beat the shit out of him with. Use something different. Do, like, maybe a fucking jet. No, that costume
doesn't look like crap. Matches Malone looks great in it.
No, I'm talking about the what's it called? The mech suit thing. Oh, that he wears. That I'm talking about.
It looks good in paper, but not in...
Yeah, on paper it looks good, but the actual execution, it looks goofy.
I'm talking about Bale's suit for a minute.
No. You mean Affleck's?
No, Bale also. I thought for some reason you're talking about Bale.
No. But yeah, like, there's just a lot of things they could do to fix this, but I just feel like they...
They're not going to.
They don't want to, which is a shame.
They're like those people who'd be like, oh, everything's all right, everything's good, they're taking care of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, they don't know what they're doing, and that bothers me a lot.
I hate when there's a bunch of group of people who don't know what they're doing, and they keep on going and doing these things, and they just don't stop.
I don't know, it's weird. Like, at the end of the day, DC can do great things. They can do amazing things as a company.
They're going to see a bunch of people on a rampage if they don't do this right.
It's just going to be a lot of people not going to their movies.
They're just going to... Yeah, exactly.
My thing is this. The thing about DC that I can't fucking stand, and I've said it in the past, is the whole EA, you know, Electronic Arts thing. Let's essentially make downloadable fucking content and call it an extended cut. That's all it is. Then release the fucking film the way it's intended. Oh, wait, no, the stuff was there already. You just didn't want to give it to us. You had to have us pay more. No, that's bullshit. Absolute bullshit. That's incompetent filmmaking when you think about it, really.
That was a trend that started, what, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, like, you know, unrated cuts and stuff like that. There was
director's cuts, yeah. Theatrical.
And it's kind of funny because, like, you know, you'll go like to an outlet store and you'll see the theatrical cuts of DVDs like sitting there, you know, like just for like a dollar a piece. Like, I went to the store Ollie's in the Northeast called, you know, called Ollie's, and
that's a southern store too.
They had what's it called? They had Wedding Crashers.
Wow.
With Owen Wilson. Wow.
This movie's going to be a hit. It'll never be in a dollar bin anywhere.
It'll be a big hit. Just the unrated version with me and Vince Vaughn. Wow.
Oh, Vince Vaughn. Hey, how you doing?
Wow.
I'm Vince Vaughn.
Hi. You don't sound like Vince Vaughn at all.
I'm not in anything anymore.
Okay.
Well, except that one direct DVD or Blu-ray movie where my hair looked weird and everyone's like, is he wearing a wig?
Wow. You know what wow spelled backwards is? Wow.
I am. Who was I again? See, I can't even remember who I was because I forgot who I was.
I think you were Starsky and or Hutch. No, wait, that was.
No, I was the guy in Starsky and
that
Hutch.
That was Ben Stiller.
No.
Wow.
Nope, I was in that movie too. What was my name?
We're beating this dead horse. Wow.
What the hell was that guy's name?
I don't know.
We're just talking about him.
Well, anyway.
And Wedding Crashers.
Ben Stiller? Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn.
There we go. Wow. Vince Vaughn. You forgot Vince Vaughn.
Everybody did.
God, that went on way too fucking long. Anyway, but yeah, you know, I just think, hey, do your own thing, DC. But anyway, Joe Manganiello actually might be joining Dwayne The Rock Johnson for the upcoming Rampage movie. You remember Rampage,
the
right?
The video game.
Yeah, that was like one of the staples of my childhood. And
The Rock just does lots of weird movies. He's a busy man.
He does a lot. I think he can do big things. And like just a mini thing.
I think for every like four, he does one good one.
Mini thing from last week, both you and Mitch had said that Shazam will bomb as a movie or the Black Adam movie will bomb.
Oh.
No, it won't, because it's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. Guaranteed box
you
office.
Think so?
Yeah. He, how many movies of his in the past 5 years have you seen be duds?
Those Fast and Furious things.
I'm saying financial duds and critical duds. They're actually, those actually do really well, surprisingly.
I know, I was being sarcastic.
But it's weird, you know? I think the idea that seeing him...
Remember the Scorpion King? That was his first thing, and everyone was like, ooh, wow, the Rock's an actor now?
Yeah, and he was also doing Star Trek Enterprise and shit like that, and...
A couple TV shows here and there.
Now look where he is. He's the biggest star in Hollywood, both literally and, you know, metaphorically.
Yeah, he's an A-list, right?
Yeah. It's cool. Insane. It's kind of crazy seeing, you know, the guy who used to run around, you know, giving
people... Rocky Maivia.
Yeah, Rocky Maivia giving people the people's elbow, and now look at him. He's on the red carpet doing major films that are guaranteed number one every time they're released.
See, kids, it goes to show you. Become a professional wrestler, either kill your family or become a Hollywood actor.
The choices are unlimited. But, you know,
guess which one I'm doing tonight, Pete. Dogs in the enclosed pool area.
Now, Mike, speaking of violence, you know, they're saying that The Walking Dead might be getting edited in the future. They're going to tone down on the violence. A lot of people are talking about it. Even the actor who portrayed Glenn on the show. What do you think about this stuff going on?
Well, in case you didn't know, Walking Dead is set in apocalyptic era. You know, everything has gone to shit.
Right, post-apocalyptic.
People are desperate in that thing. They'll do anything to survive. That's what they're doing. They're showing how unhinged people have become. So, what do you expect? People have become animalistic. They're going to portray them as animalistic people.
Right.
I mean, the violence comes with the show.
I mean, the show...
I mean, sure, they can cut some stuff out, maybe, but they're known for the violence, you know?
Yeah, it's... And I find it funny that, you know, people are going on, how dare they have this violence on a show called The Walking Dead?
Yeah, well, and then again, you get the overly the top people. What do you think it is? Of course it needs violence. We're like, yeah, but then they have the edited for, like, CW cut, too, which isn't as bad.
Is it on, they air it on the CW
One
now?
Of the things, like CW, Fox, or something like that.
And I know, I believe, so I think it's on my network TV.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. If you want a little less violence, watch that.
Yeah.
Just wait, and they're only on, like, season 4.
Yeah. So, I mean, like,
they do, like, literally, like, one episode every 2 weeks.
A snail's pace, pretty much.
Pretty much.
I mean, honestly, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see, you know, what's to come with the show. I don't watch it.
I think it's violent, but I don't mind it. You know what I mean?
I'm just looking forward to all the memes on my Facebook in the next few weeks, you know? Mm. The show's coming back, I believe, this Sunday. Yep. Yeah.
I have to get my TV fixed before that because my television randomly shut off and didn't turn back on. And I'm literally probably, like, 30 minutes away from beating Fallout 4.
That's fun.
I was so upset. And I was like, all right, I got to make the decision now. Help the Institute or help the Brotherhood? Or help the Railroad? Spoilers.
But yeah, you know, I think just that whole aspect of the, you know, the violence.
And if you don't like violence, don't watch it. Don't watch it.
People don't care. They'll still, you know, find a way to complain because they want to be heard.
Record it. There's a 15-second skip button. Hit that.
Now, my thing, you know, speaking of television shows, not much of a good segue, fuck it. NBC just launched their show, the DC Comics show Powerless. You didn't get to see it. I did. I watched the first two episodes.
It's on my quote of the watch when my television gets fixed again.
I'll be completely honest. It's an okay show. I like the fact it utilizes characters that are not well known. That's smart. Alan Tudyk or Tudyk or Tudyk, whatever.
Call him Alan T. in here.
Alan T. I think he did a phenomenal job so far as Bruce Wayne's cousin. Just absolutely hilarious.
What's his name in this show?
I forgot, but it's something Wayne. That's
Imagine
all I know.
Imagine he makes an appearance on the Gotham.
Well, you know who he played in Dodgeball, right?
Yeah, the pirate.
In the second episode, they actually make a reference to that his character in that movie.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's like a little Easter egg. Like, you have to really pay attention to notice it, but they reference it.
That's so cool.
I'm kind of waiting to see if they're going to reference, you know, his character in Rogue One or his character in Firefly, you know, Wash. Mm-hmm. Wash. Nerds, message me. Firefly Browncoats, message me in between watching season one over and over again. But I feel like a dick for saying that, but well, whatever. But anyway, you know.
We are dicks, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, I like the show. It's finding itself, though, like, because some of the jokes hit, some of them don't. It's whatever. A lot of, you know, comedies like that.
Yeah, it's comedy.
So,
which DC does need a little light tone to it, like everyone's been asking for it.
It is a fun show.
You think people ever be happy? Because you got the one group of people that want dark and gritty. Then you want the people who wants, like, the Justice League cartoon.
Here's the thing.
Is there a happy medium, do you think?
I think so. And I mean, look at
how... Yes, there is, because you know why? Because they're doing it, killing it in the animated series.
Kind of.
Did we talk about Justice League Dark?
We briefly briefly okay. touched on it. You can talk about it. I still have not finished it.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I think I got up... I forgot where... The last time we saw each other, that was
you know
what
me.
I was up
Swamp
to.
Thing, Hellblazer, yeah. all those guys are my people.
My thing is this. I think the idea with... what's it called? Powerless that works the most is the fact it's lighthearted. It that element is the best part about it. And when you think about it overall, there are a lot of, you know... There's a need for every single version of every different character, because I always hear people complain, like people like myself that complain about Jared Leto's Joker. I don't like the character, but guess what?
Oh, yeah, I'm the Joker, yeah.
There's different interpretations of each character. There are people out there who don't like Adam West as Batman. Guess what? There are people that do.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I think the Adam West character is cool, but it's just hard for me to sit there and watch more than like 2 or 3 episodes.
Right. But I like the idea that, you know, there's these different interpretations of all the characters, and I've always found it annoying, like, oh, how dare they change the gender? Who gives a shit?
Of what?
Like, of any character.
Oh, okay.
Who gives a shit if they have a female Thor? Who gives a fucking shit?
What about female Ghostbusters?
Oh, fuck those assholes.
Remember like, that son of a bitch who's called them Bitchbusters, and you, me, and Cliff Galbraith all lost their shit on them?
That was fun. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't like the whole, you know...
You know what? It always pisses me off when people attack something for being different, because in our culture, we're the different people.
Yeah, we're the outcasts, essentially.
We are the outcasts. And so how dare you attack somebody for liking something a little different when, sure as shit, somebody's attacked you for liking something you liked.
I've always been annoyed by the nerd posturing, because like I've said in the past, you know, I can't fucking stand when I see a guy go, and it's not the white knighting bullshit before any of you people think that. I just can't stand going into a comic shop and seeing a woman get belittled because you're not a real nerd. Fuck you. She just has every right to be in this fucking place as you do, buddy. Who gives a shit? Oh, she's not a real gamer? Shut the fuck up.
And if she pulled her tits out to sell video games and get Patreon money, go ahead.
Patreon.com/audibly exquisite.
If I had tits, I would do the same thing.
But I mean, you know, I just think the idea, it's stupid posturing. It's bullshit. Because
it's like almost like this weird dominance thing. Like, yeah. I know more than you, and I like the most obscure, wacky thing, so I'm way cooler.
I mean, it's all...
I have an original Rocketeer helmet.
Do you?
No, I was being a dickhead.
How great
like
would
them.
That be?
I do have a little Rocketeer over there behind you.
I'm jealous of you for that, to be completely honest. But
you
yeah,
can't have it, Pete.
No, but I mean...
I gave you a Deadpool that's worth $150 mint condition.
Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I just like the idea that, you know, they're doing all this cool stuff.
By the way, hey, Jodan, I know you're listening.
Hi, Jodan.
Hey, Jodan. How you doing, man?
But anyway, yeah.
When you listen to this, let us know that we said hi to you.
I nodded for a podcast just now. But anyway, right. I just think, you know, people can like whatever they want to like. And I think for them, that's cool. Let them enjoy what they want to like.
And Jodan, we didn't bring it up because we're talking about dickheads. For some reason, we're just thinking about cool people in the culture, and you're one of them.
Mike, how did you manage to put your foot in your mouth like that? I mean, your leg bent so
easily.
Well, I'm
Jodan thinking when he's a dick.
I know. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, I like, you know, seeing people in this community. I like seeing more people
partake. You want to see a lot of people, you know what they can go to?
Where?
East Coast Comic Con, April 29th and 30th at the Meadowlands Expo Center.
The Meadowlands?
Meadowlands.
Lands.
I'm saying fucking Meadowlands.
There we go. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I think,
fucking
you know.
Fancy talk Pete over there.
Anyway. But yeah, I just think, let people like whatever the fuck they want to like.
Okay, perfect example. You fucking love pork rinds.
Fucking love pork rinds.
I kind of like them, but I'm
dip
not
dip them in hummus. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, fuck
dude,
you.
It's good.
I don't fucking like them like that. See, exactly.
But it's good. You have you ever tried it?
Does that... Pete, I'm not going to try it, probably. But
you should.
Do you see me verbally attacking, calling you a stupid son of a bitch?
I think you should try
rat
it, though. Rat-tail
weirdo?
But it tastes delicious. Oh, did you say rat-tail weirdo?
Yes. For some reason, I envisioned you with a rat tail eating hummus.
Yeah, they're fucking good. Anyway.
Rat tails or hummus?
No, hummus. Anyway. Now going away from my little soapbox rants and everything, but FX's Legion actually premiered this past Thursday. I actually watched, I believe, the first few minutes of it. And as I think I said earlier in this episode, you can get the episode for free on iTunes, available, you know, I think for the next week or so. So you can check it out. I watched the first few. Trippy. And it works.
And he's Xavier's son, correct?
As far as I can tell, we
mentioned it.
They don't acknowledge it.
It's one of those.
Yeah, because it's going to be like... They didn't acknowledge
the incident.
Well, no, they didn't acknowledge who Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch's parents were. Avengers.
Oh yeah.
So they're going to be going with something like that.
They didn't call
them
mutants either. They didn't even say anything. But like, oh fuck it, we got powers. Look at us.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're not X-Men. Woohoo!
But yeah, technically, were they really ever? Like, they may have been in the team briefly, but that doesn't count.
We're not in the X-Men universe.
Yeah,
we're our own characters.
But anyway, what's it called? I think it's off to a good start. I've never seen a TV show like that.
Are they going to have other X-Men characters in it, or are they just going to be like this weird little obscure...
It's going to be its own universe.
Is it set in the X-Men mansion?
No.
Okay.
From what I saw the first, I think, 10, 15 minutes, it's an hour or something episode.
Okay.
So, speaking of Marvel, Rosario Dawson of Daredevil and, many other projects, she's actually expressing interest. She says she wants to play a live-action version of Ahsoka Tano from Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels in a future Star Wars film.
She could be in one of the Last Jedi movies.
For myself, I mean, honestly, she seems like she would be the perfect, casting choice, and, like, I can't think of anyone else better than her.
Was she in any of the live-action ones or not? Ahsoka?
No. Ahsoka? She was... The only Star Wars movie she was in was the Clone Wars movie.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
No, I'm talking about Clone Wars, not the live-action stuff. Clone Wars. She was never in... She was a character introduced in the Warner Brothers film, The Clone Wars, and she's been, the only stuff content-wise they've had with her has been... trying to think. The Clone Wars TV series, Star Wars Rebels, and the Ahsoka novel that came out a few months ago.
Also read an article while we're on it that it's confirmed that Hayden Christensen's going to be in Force...
I heard it was rumored.
Okay, so we might have read different articles then.
Yeah.
So as far as now, it's just a rumor that he's going to be in it as a Force Ghost.
Which will
make sense now because it kind of would make up for him being in Jedi.
Yeah, because, the whole theory of why he, becomes young Anakin again when he died. When he was good.
Yeah, and that's when he died, technically. Yeah.
So I like that idea. I think that does make sense. It really does.
I'm still torn that, they replaced him. I thought it was kind of cool that you saw Luke's old dad there. That was weird to see Hayden Christensen.
I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, that was Lucas's vision. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there's a lot of stupid things, decisions he did, but,
Who are we to talk shit? Did we fucking make the movie? No.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I think...
But what does Kevin Smith think?
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to go with, speaking of Kevin Smith related people, Rosario Dawson.
Ah, good one.
So, anyway, Kevin Smith announced this past week that he's dropping both Clerks 3 and Mallrats 2, and instead will be focusing on a quote-unquote Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
It's not a reboot. It's called Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Oh, that's fucking tremendous.
Yeah, it's basically, I read in the article, it says the movie's going to basically make fun of the whole, how we're rebooting everything. He says, then again, he said, I don't have a problem with reboots. He goes, the movie's basically about how people flip shit anytime someone tries to make a reboot.
Yeah.
So he's basically making fun of the people who make
reboots. So there's going to be a Blunt Man and Chronic reboot.
Yes, and they're going to go to Hollywood to stop it. And they're going to be the super fanboys who are pissed off because they're rebooting their favorite movie and ruining their childhood.
I think the idea of...
I hope Walt Flanagan again, Eggman, makes an appearance in it.
Oh, he will. Most likely. I mean, I'm just bummed out that, Clerks 3 and Mallrats 2 are not happening because those were my two favorite, most favorite Kevin Smith films.
I watched Clerks today. Oddly enough.
And it's, I believe, leaving Netflix soon, right?
I think it's been off Netflix.
Okay, I know, because it's going to be... You have the DVD?
Yeah, I got the 10-year anniversary special.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, I think seeing that, the project's being canceled on him, it sucks. But the reason being was it's an issue with, the property, the licensed property or whatever.
And he said for Clerks 3, he had trouble getting somebody to sign on. Rumor it was the guy who played Randall.
Yeah, Jeff Anderson.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but, again, with how he is, boy, that made sense.
They said they had a falling out after Zach and Miri, and that was it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Something happened on Zach and Miri, and they kind of lost touch or whatever.
That sucks, because he was the heart and soul of that movie.
Oh, absolutely. You can't do it without him.
As great as Brian Halloran is, I still prefer Randall. But then again, because why? Randall had the best lines in the movie. And who was Randall originally supposed to be played by?
Brian Johnson.
Kevin Smith.
I thought it was the other way around.
Nope, Kevin Smith was the original choice.
I always heard that Randall's Kevin and...
Well, personality-wise, yeah, but it was...
Not Randall, but Randall's Brian and... What's his... Okay, but that's who they were supposed to
be. But that's who it was supposed to be.
He was supposed to play him, okay.
That was like...
Because the movie's based on Brian Johnson and Kevin Smith.
Yeah, but that was when they had their falling out, and so he was like, well, I'll play the character because I'm going to give him the best lines.
Brian was supposed to go on a picnic with a girl, and Kevin showed up late.
Tremendous.
I hope we never have a falling out like that. If you go make a movie without me, Pete, I'm going to be very upset with you.
You can do catering.
Fuck you.
Anyway. But yeah, I just think it's a bummer because I love Kevin. I will, he's like one of the reasons why I got into podcasting. But man, it just bums me out that he's kind of doing a Del Toro right now.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Didn't do his retirement. Didn't do Clerks 3, didn't do Clerks or Mallrats 2, didn't do Hit Somebody. If you're doing a project, do not announce it and not do it. You know?
What the fuck are you trying to say?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying
working on my project right.
I can tell.
Right now.
But anyway, I just think it's a bummer because as a fan of that stuff, especially hearing for how long they were saying Clerks 3 is amazing. You're going to love this script. It's going to be the best thing I've ever written. Because he did. He was going on saying that repeatedly.
I know. But when you were saying that, you remind me of somebody. It's amazing. It's going to be big. It's going to be great.
Anyway. But yeah, I just think the idea of, what's it called? The idea of the whole script. Because I even talked to Brian O'Halloran at one point, and he said, yeah, it's a phenomenal script. Like, I cried reading it. Because, this is, the whole development of his character.
Well, apparently he had a kid in it or something with Rosier Dawson.
Yeah, I mean, they don't...
But never say never.
The Justin Bieber story, yes.
Or the James Bond movie.
But I think the idea that that's going to happen, if it ever happens, I want it to. And it just bums me out that Mallrats 2 didn't happen because he said there was so much amazing stuff in that.
A lot of people were signed on for it. Stan Lee, Michael Rooker, all those guys, except Affleck.
And he was the bomb in Phantoms, yo.
Sure he was.
And I mean, I don't know. I just think with the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I like the premise. Like, just from you describing it to me, I like the premise. I think the idea of, acknowledging reboots.
He needs to go back to his roots.
I hope so.
That's what he needs to do. Just this little funny, quippy comedy, stoner comedy stuff, kind
of. But I mean, the thing is, speaking of reboots, they're actually saying now that there will be a new Halloween movie.
Hold on. Do you think they'll ever reboot?
That was awful.
I'm being serious.
I know. But I'm fine with the utilization of reboots every once in a while. Like, some properties, the original versions were shit, and I love hearing these people go on saying how great it was. The original, how dare you ruin my childhood? How dare you try and reboot Cat Dog?
They're doing Cat Dog over?
No, but imagine if they rebooted that piece of shit. That show fucking sucked.
No, I hope
sucked.
They reboot Rugrats just to fuck with people.
No, fuck with me, because I fucking hated Rugrats, too. That show sucked.
No, not in a good way. Like, if I ever become, a multi-billionaire,
right.
I'm going to buy the Rugrats property and kill all the babies.
See, I would watch that. I'd kickstart.
They're going to be outside playing their stupid little adventures, because the parents never watch them. They get lost, and all of a sudden,
at least 50.
They get into, a giant hailstorm the size of fucking...
Utah.
No. Like, softballs, and just search... pelting the babies.
Not Utah?
No.
Oh, come on. Utah's pretty great. I'm kidding. Utah sucks. Midwest sucks.
But those what are we talking about? Our listeners in Utah, we fucking love you.
We love you, Utah.
All right. Where were we? Let me look at the list.
But yeah, with Halloween.
Halloween.
They're supposedly doing a Halloween reboot to the series, and it's going to be directed by... Sorry, I'm looking at the list. David Gordon Green and co-written by Danny McBride.
Yes,
and
that Danny McBride.
Yes, Danny McBride of Eastbound and Down, This Is the End, Your Highness.
Danny McBride.
And he's written quite a few films, but it's interesting that he's doing this.
It's weird.
But
interesting.
They got the blessing of the Halloween creator, John Carpenter.
That says something.
So,
and didn't he shit on Rob Zombie?
Oh, and the funniest thing is the Halloween 2... by Rob Zombie was actually really good. It was his own thing, and it was a good film. So, you know, to see people complain about that, it's kind of funny. But I don't know. I mean, they're also saying right now that Friday the 13th is off the release schedule.
Wow.
Friday the 13th is off.
Please make that a sound. Just get Owen Wilson wow soundbite.
Wow. But yeah, I think it's a bummer that Friday the 13th, for example, is being taken off. But from what I've heard, the script, you know, was absolute dog shit garbage.
You know who would write a good script?
Who?
Our buddy Max.
You know who else would?
Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's, bitch.
Motherfucker. One day.
I have a t-shirt that says that. You know that, right?
No, you don't.
My sister got one for Christmas. It says straight at Dave Thomas.
God.
Because she was 2 years late with the straight at a meme and thought it would be funny.
God, that was an old meme.
Yeah. No, it's done. Yeah. I was like, if it wasn't Christmas Day, I would have looked at her and said, you know that meme's old now, right?
That's fucked up.
Oh, fuck.
That's fucked up. But yeah, I mean, I'm like, what horror franchise would you like to see them do a reboot of?
Honestly, Candyman.
Yeah?
Yep.
Candyman would work. That could I could see that. I would go with maybe like Sleepaway Camp.
Okay.
Because Sleepaway Camp was the movie with the twist ending with the...
I've never seen it.
You have?
Not seen it.
It's an old movie from the 80s. I doubt you're going to watch it. But it's like, you know, the ending, it's just such an out there ending. If you've ever seen it, people out there, I think it could work in a modern day thing. Like if he's on his supposed career resurgence right now, throw it to M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh, there you go.
Because supposedly his newest film is good. So
he likes a twist.
What a twist. But I just think, give it to him. Give it to him or somebody like him. And, you know, they're also saying they're going to be doing a reboot, non-horror related, of Scarface. A remake of a remake, when you think about it, because Scarface from the 80s was a remake. I'll be completely honest.
Well, you know who's going to play him, right? Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
I just raised my eyebrows. I didn't constitute
that says who. No, but the guy who played in Rogue One. Spanish guy there.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name, Mike?
Look it up while I riff.
Well, you look it up, Mike.
Oh, okay, so you talk then.
But I just think the idea of, you know, doing a reboot of fucking, what's it called? Scarface, I don't want to see that. I don't like...
You can't do it in modern times.
And it has to be better than the original, because or the 1980s one, because I'll be completely honest. The 1980s one fucking sucked. It was one of, like...
Diego Luna.
There we go, Mike. But yeah, I think... It's not a good movie. I'm not a fan. I think it's...
Scarface will be rebooted in 2018.
Yeah, in 2 years, or next year. And I mean, honestly, a movie like that you can easily do over the course of like a few months. You know, like 3-4 months. Even less, to be honest. For being, you know, realistic here with these things. I don't know, some properties I don't mind seeing revitalized, and other ones I don't want to see, that being one of them. Although now we're actually going to be getting a live-action Castlevania series, and it's going to be coming over to Netflix, and they're saying right now it's going to be written by comic book, you know, legend Warren Ellis.
I heard that.
I'm digging the hell out of that idea. That's fantastic. And I think, you know, if you throw somebody like him out there, that works. He's, you know, look up his work in, you know, Transmetropolitan, Planetary, Next Wave, New Agents of Hate, I think it's called. Just stuff like that. Just an amazing writer. And he can do no wrong. You know what I mean? So now before we go, Mike, go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite. Get a free audiobook of your choosing from thousands upon thousands.
And thousands?
Many thousands. And when you sign up, we get a little bit of a kickback. And it helps support this show, just like the Patreon we're going to mention later. But from thousands upon thousands of audiobooks to choose from. Myself, I've been listening to George Orwell's 1984.
I've been listening to Jaws by Peter Benchley.
Very cool. So now, once again, go to audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite and choose from thousands upon thousands of audiobooks to download and listen to. And once again, cancel at any time if you feel like it, people. If you feel like it. So, once again, before we go, how can people find us on the social media? Me, I'm glad I asked that. Go on facebook.com/audibly exquisite. Give us a like ski on there. Find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast. Myself at Peter Melnick and yourself at
Mike_Norn.
Let's see. You can also find us on Instagram at
Audibly Exquisite.
You can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. And finally, rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes. I actually didn't mention that at the top of the show, surprisingly. You can also find us on a wide variety of streaming platforms. There we go. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio,
and Podomatic. Pete, you put my mic stand on the wrong side.
What?
You put my mic stand on the wrong side, I just noticed.
Oh, good. But anyway, go to find those on those streaming platforms, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic, and also rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes. 5-star if you're ever so inclined, and spread the word like Nutella. So, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
For Mike Norn, Bill Nye the Science Guy will be getting his own series on Netflix. Have an audibly exquisite week. Thank you.
You don't have to pee again?
No. I was going to say something else, but not about a bodily function, but yeah. Have a nice week, everybody.